Okay, Kevin, 3-2 in the end, but a good run out. I'm sure you took plenty out of that.
Oh yeah, we just spoke about it in the change rooms. That then, like, we had no game come Thursday evening when Derry let us down, but the fact that we got a game of Galway stature was brilliant for us.
Yeah,
and that's worth 2 or 3 weeks of training. That kind of game, the physicality, the skill level of Galway and the fitness levels. We're a wee bit behind them, obviously, in terms of time and stuff. But yeah, I thought we put it up in the first half, and there was loads of moments in the second half, bar that 10 or 12 minute period where we conceded the goals. I thought we were really, really good and looked solid. Unfortunately, Dara put up an injury, but hopefully he'll be back on his feet in the next month or so.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of positives to take from it.
And the players that are in on trial, Kevin, I presume they're training away with you. It's your probably first time to get a look at them in action, but they've been training the last few weeks.
Yeah, they've been almost now the last couple of weeks, and we'll probably make up our mind now in the next week or so. We go on a training camp now for 4 days, and obviously we'll hopefully announce before we head off. A lot of the trials have done well, and they've showed up very well. I know it's very difficult for them. The pitch is really, really, really poor at the minute, and it's really soft, and it doesn't lend itself to any kind of football. So it's a different style of game that they're having to get used to. We're pretty happy. We a lot of the players that have come in.
Okay, and you're heading over to England towards the end of this week, so that's going to be a busy couple of days, but good to get away.
Yeah, we're heading to Bolton, and we play Bolton B team, and we're playing Wigan B team as well. So yeah, a couple of real high level games, and then when we come back, we have another couple of games before we play Athlone on the 13th, and we're away to Sligo as well. So that's one thing we sat down as a staff. We really wanted high level games this year to really push the boys and test them, because I just thought last year going into pre-season we just didn't get enough high level games, and this year we did, and again. We'll not come up against a team as physical as that in the League Ireland, in the First Division anyway, next year. So brilliant test for us, and fair play to Galway for coming up, and fair play to John for stepping in when Derry couldn't fulfil the fixture, you know.
Yeah, because you were disappointed with that Derry City fixture being cancelled, I suppose, so late on, Kevin.
Oh yeah, 100%. We were 2 days' notice. Like it was Chernan Lynch who requested the game, and then he phoned one of the people in the office to let me know that he just couldn't feel the team, which is crazy excuse at this level, you know. And it did throw us off because we had no training then, and the facilities, you know yourself at the minute, the facilities in Derry County are booked out, so it did throw us off a wee bit. But again, thanks to John and Galway for coming up. Brilliant game for us to get.
Okay, and listen, finally, looking at that game today and the players that you had in action, never mind the players that we know from previous seasons, things look to be coming together. You look to have good players in there, plenty of strength and depth in that squad.
Yeah, that was the main thing from last year. Anybody we have coming in, they have to complement what we have here. And even some of the younger boys that are making their debuts this week, they don't make their debuts out of nowhere. These boys have been training with us for the last, like my own boy, he's been with us in September last year. So they have to earn the respect of the teammates around them and the senior players before they get a minute on the pitch, and they've been doing that.
Yeah.
So that's all hugely positive. Obviously the younger players that were there last year, the younger boys in the squad, they're now a year older and another pre-season under their belt, and they look fitter and stronger and getting used to this level, so all that's priceless for us. But again, the players come on, have to complement what they have, and we need a different style of kind of players coming in, and I thought Tokum done very well in centre mid again today, as the cat six. That was something that we've been looking for, alongside Brogy and Tony and other players that we have in there. So yeah, it's been a positive week, two really good games against Sligo and Galway.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll set us up nicely for next week.